I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Crossroads Repertory Theater's production of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet begins with Ashley Veatz reminding us that the year is 2032. All technical and electrical progress, including cell phones, have been destroyed. The basic locale is Verona, Ohio. Veatz, costumed as the quite battle-ready Mercutio, cautioned us that we should keep the aisles clear, as the cast would be using them for entrances and exits, and that they would be armed. Following this effective presentation, she then proceeded with the standard invitation to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This speech has begun to bother me. I'm happy to sit back, look forward to whatever pleasures there may be in the show, but I'm not ready to relax. I'm wondering what's going to happen when the lights either come up or go down, who will appear, what they'll be doing, and will I care? As it happens, Sunday afternoon in the new theater on the ISU campus, the lights came up on a battle royal. Knives, swords, quarterstaves, short staves were clattering, clanging, clacking in a ballet that must have taken fight choreographer Michael Sheldon and the cast hours to put together. It was well-organized mayhem and definitely not a moment to relax into. Order is regained with the rough, authoritative intervention of Susan Motes Bologna as the prince. Director Lauren Morris has tidily trimmed the tale of the star-crossed lovers to a tidy hour and 45 minutes with no intermission. She's kept the drama intact, made sure to include the humor of Zane Colson as Peter, the Capulet's illiterate messenger, and Julie Dixon as the bawdy nurse. Joe Garcia Rieger makes a charmingly youthful Juliet, and with the long-haired Elijah Hendricks as the Montague Romeo, they make a winsome couple, a bit adrift between their two families and the politics of the play. There's more than a dose of youthful hijinks with Romeo and his companion Kate Leverton as Benvolio, who gives the lover a good bit of grief about his affections for Rosalind and later quick switch to Juliet. Later, in a bit of youthful horseplay gone lethal, the Capulet Tybalt, Jacob Glidden, goes for Romeo, does mistakenly kill our play's opener Mercutio. Mercutio offers the colorful account of the wound as deeper than a well, wider than a church door, and there's the finale, a plague on both your houses. A maddened Romeo kills Tybalt, and this leads to his banishment. Well, there's still a lot of plot to account for in the play. Peter Cianconi, as the Lord of the Capulets, eloquently declares that Juliet will marry the worthy Paris, Matt Schludecker. Though Juliet has plans of her own involving Romeo, Friar Lawrence, played by Dave Harris, and a wedding night, she agrees. As the friar, Harris simply stands out in this production. His suggestion of the potion for Juliet and the arrangement for the letters promise a happy ending. Romeo and Juliet is labeled a tragedy, and it's no spoiler to remind us that the letter doesn't arrive. Romeo finds Juliet apparently dead, takes poison, and when she awakens, finding him dead, she stabs herself. This was too much for 19th century. There are plays and ballets from that period that end happily, but not this one. The friar wraps up the action, the prince condemns both families, the deaths of children is a powerful push toward sanity, and it seems that this dramatic example may lead to a formal handshake and perhaps sincere efforts at amity. The Crossroads Repertory Theater's Romeo and Juliet plays two more times, Thursday, July 11th and Friday, July 12th, in repertoire with The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane and the Johnny Cash show Ring of Fire. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.